January 31, The Peril of Neglect. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2:3. No greater gift can be bestowed upon man than that which is comprehended in Christ. A neglect to lay hold of the priceless treasure of salvation means the eternal ruin of your soul. The peril of indifference to God and neglect of his gift is measured by the greatness of salvation. God has done to the uttermost of his almighty power. The resources of infinite love have been exhausted in devising and executing the plan of redemption for man. God has revealed his character in the goodness, the mercy, compassion, and love manifested to save a race of guilty rebels. What could be done that has not been done in the provision of the plan of salvation? If the sinner remains indifferent to the manifestation of the goodness of God, if he neglects so great a salvation, what can be done to touch his hard heart? What importance, what magnitude it gives to the theme of redemption that he who has undertaken the salvation of man was the brightness of the Father's glory, the express image of his person. How then can heaven regard those who neglect so great a salvation wrought out for man at such infinite cost? To neglect to lay hold on the rich blessings of heaven is to refuse to set at naught him who was equal with the Father, the only one who could save fallen man. Or shall we, through neglect of Christ, throw away our one chance for eternal life? What love, what wonderful love, was displayed by the Son of God! The death we deserved was suffered to come upon him, that immortality might be given to us, who could never merit such a reward. Is not salvation great in its simplicity and wonderful in its comprehensiveness? Contemplating the fullness of the provision that God has made whereby every son and daughter of Adam may be saved, we are led to exclaim with John, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." 1 John 3:1. The plan of redemption provides for every emergency and for every want of the soul.